Okay, Hard Knocks tonight. I always love Hard Knocks. I loved Hard Knocks when it was about Kansas City, and they were horrible. In fact, that's one of the reasons I think they could be a sleeper this year. The groundwork that was laid, all the youth that was...
What about hiring two coordinators that are going to eat everything in Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss?
Well, there could be a battle
Boy,
there.
If they ever have like a tag team championship for coordinators in the NFL, give me the Chiefs.
Hey, that phone looked like licorice.
Would you be interested in a battle royal
yes.
of NFL coordinators?
Yes, as Garrett and Wade Phillips
Garrett
are trying
and Wade,
to
they don't have a
handle
chance.
Crennel and Weiss.
And their little wrestling singlets.
Wade, Garrett's trying to tag out, and Wade kind of moves his hand because he doesn't want to get in there.
Jerry's so on the side game? Of the ring with a megaphone.
Much like we were looking the other day at backup quarterbacks and trying to rank who has the best and worst in the league, uh-huh. Your thing now is you can use two coordinators from any team.
Yeah.
And who would win an eating challenge?
Well, I like tag team
wrestling
a little
more.
Oh, tag team wrestling. Yeah. I thought it was at a buffet.
No, it's like, okay, we could do that, but I kind of like Romeo and Charlie Weiss coming out of the locker
because
room.
Because I don't know about their athletic ability, though.
Kamala and Big Show coming out.
They're going up against, like, the Road Warriors. Hawk and Animar waiting for them up there. There's another 80s wrestling reference. Does everybody join us?
You watch so much wrestling.
I feel like I'm going to put more of them into the show. I feel like they're testing well, and they have a chance. Now, back to Hard Knocks. I want to do my weekly campaign. When is some team going to step forward and say, screw it, do the whole season on us? Cameras. We may give away one or two industry secrets along the way, but it's worth it. It is time now for us to capture so many fans nationwide by saying, bring it on all season long. Go through an NFL season with our team.
Might that have to be
what happened in the next
few
years?
Actual documentary film that's released a year later or
I want a weekly series that is shown on Wednesday or Thursday night, and it goes all the way up through our last game.
But you'll never get full disclosure if you do that.
I feel like Rex Ryan is ready to do it.
I think somebody should let the documentary cameras behind the scenes, maybe Michael Moore.
How hasn't Jerry done this already?
I know. See, but it's that franchise struggle between publicity and secrets, and everyone's trying to figure out where that is. Yes, exactly.
All right, the most entertaining thing, well, I guess there was two main things off of last week's show. We did this, the review last week, and my favorite quote was Rex Ryan saying how he fooled the rest of the league, and I love it when I'm right. That's what he said about LaDainian Tomlinson.
with the practice touchdown, right?
LaDainian Tomlinson scored a touchdown in practice, and they were laughing at the film, saying, I love it when I'm right.
Yeah, so he can't run? Wow.
I just thought the Browns have Rob Ryan. He's a pretty big boy for wrestling, too.
Is he? I don't really know his size. I've never seen him.
The Ryan brothers, if we could ever get them as a tag team, would be really
He looks more like a wrestler than his brother.
He does, with that
beard.
With that hair.
Right. Any idea who the... In fact, I might give you money if you could tell me who's the Browns offensive coordinator right now.
No, I've never... See, I looked at it last week, and I've never heard of him. I don't know who Mangini grabbed. I have no idea. What'd you say?
Now that I'm just messing with you, man.
Do you think I bluffed?
No.
You don't think I've done my Cleveland Browns?
You need ammunition against Dan, so I totally believe that.
Don't you think he'd be bragging if he did know?
Yeah, you wouldn't guess this, dude.
Sports term doesn't play modest.
What is it? It's some generic white guy, right?
What's his name?
Brian DeBall or something like that. DeBall.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him.
Well, you will soon. You will by the end of the season.
He's about to unleash that Cleveland Browns machine, dog.
Anyway, there was two...
We're going to run right. We're going to run left. Right, left.
This week, I think the most entertaining thing, if you remember, since it aired last Wednesday evening, was the guy they were doing the rookie camp or the talent show. And this guy needs to be on our show. Now, who is this, Tom? Did you write his name down?
Bo Smith or something like that. Some spare. Some
he
spare
is some
DB.
Spare that I figured is going to be cut, but... Certainly needs to somehow, like, you have a skill, Bob. You have a couple of them, and you've managed to monetize your sports nerdiness. Now, you haven't managed to monetize the fact that you claim to be one of the best snorkelers on the planet. But that is a skill.
Dream.
Some people are just born with these weird skills. Some people can touch their nose with their tongue. Others can pleasure themselves, perhaps, like Ron Jeremy. Or this guy has this skill, and I don't know how he can monetize it, but I think it's great. The singing. Yes.
Hey, Bo, do your thing.
Bo, get up there and do your song, man.
All right, well, y'all can sing along, you know, as soon as he go and hit this thing. So, Bo, whenever you're ready, go and knock it out.
You ready?
Why are they booing? Why are they booing that?
They're booing to be contrarians, because that was the greatest performance. And if you see him, if you see what the guy looks like, too, just a big brother up there.
27-year-old rookie.
Just
Is he doing ventriloquism?
Yeah, his lips aren't moving. He's just standing there.
Just standing there, kind of bouncing up and down.
Would it be better if he had like a Rex Ryan puppet doing it? Or
totally.
Sitting on his lap.
His lips are moving a little bit.
A little bit.
Ain't too proud to be.
It's just that noise.
That was the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the song was.
Ain't too proud to be.
That's ridiculous. That would get booed.
That is ridiculous. It just shows you.
By the way, this is exactly 24 hours since the Yoko Ono audio, if you're always tuning in at exactly this time.
They need a duet.
I don't mind.
Okay. All right, $250 on the ticket.